Look, consider what humans have achieved. They have driven mines to the darkest reaches to haul minerals to the light. They have tunneled deep into the earth to reach precious metals. For thousands of years, they have spared no effort, have used their ingenuity to access resources that are traded across desert sands, stormy seas, and icy mountain barriers. They have built roads, harbors, palaces, cities, towers, castles, aqueducts, temples. They have built up empires, bureaucracies, armies. Their paintings, sculptures, poems, music, theater, and ceremonies are testament to the human spirit. Surely here wisdom has been found. Surely it has had its place among humans with their knowledge, their technology, their exploration, their organization, their art. Surely humans understand their world, have mastered the good life, have found enlightenment and truth. But no, these were just Bronze Age tribes, Iron Age kingdoms, ancient tyrannical empires, medieval feudal realms. Today we consider their wisdom rudimentary, their knowledge primitive. We see their faults too clearly. But surely we have found wisdom today. We have opened the gates of knowledge. We are an advanced civilization, a progressive society, a technology-savvy world. We have hundreds of specialized fields of study, medical and neural sciences, natural sciences, social sciences, engineering, economics, commerce, management, marketing, psychology, philosophy, critical studies, literary studies, and specialized fields of study few have ever heard of. The movement of information is constant. The frontiers of knowledge are pushed back ever further. We have devices in our pockets that can store more information than any library. We have powerful search engines that can find information from millions and millions of sources within seconds. For trifling subscriptions, we can access high-quality journals with the latest peer-reviewed articles. We have programs for visualization and prediction that clearly set out past and future built environments, that set out market conditions, weather patterns, and economic forecasts. Surely wisdom should be found here. Knowledge should cover the face of the earth. But when we look at even the most advanced democracies, when we search among nations of high economic output, wisdom seems to be lacking, knowledge skewed to the inconsequential. Instead of wisdom, folly seems to have cast her net over the world. The knowledge we have is skewed and warped. The specializations make us unable to see the world holistically. The small devices which hold so much information are used for cat videos or celebrity poses on a good day, for bullying and scamming on a bad day. If we had thought that instant access to information would make us wise, then we have been taught a lesson. Where then is wisdom to be found? Where is the place of understanding? Mortals do not know the way to it, not those living with advanced technology, nor those living in close connection to the land, not those with the highest degrees, nor those of simple thoughts. Humans cannot acquire it through their own efforts, nor the race of men captured through its skill. How then do we pursue wisdom? How is the secret to a good life for self and others known? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, trust in and respect for our God the first step of a life towards the good. Through Jesus, the servant king, our perspective is transformed. Through God's love come on earth, our hearts and minds can be drawn towards God's love. Wisdom, that immeasurable pearl, cannot be grasped. but can be infused into our life, not totally, but yet recognizably so, through God, the giver of all good things. For in God the riches of wisdom are found, in Jesus love and truth meet, justice and peace embrace each other. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To God in Jesus Christ be glory forever. Amen.